You are listening to the Cinemaniacs for March 2nd, 2008.
There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures.
Hello, everybody, this is Walt. I am all by myself today, hence the Cinemaniac. Jeff, Lisa, John, and all the rest of our friends can't make it this week, so I'm here by myself. This week I'm going to be reviewing a couple movies that we saw. Well, I should say that I saw, since I'm by myself, and give you some news. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. You know, we keep talking about Indiana Jones here. A lot of us are big fans, as I'm sure many of you are as well. And would you believe that the Indiana Jones trailer has been viewed over 200 million times, that is downloaded off the internet, 200 million times. And I like to think that the Cinemaniacs had a part of it, since we do have a link to the trailer on our website. That's for the new Indiana Jones movie, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Comes out May 23rd. They're going to have the premiere for that movie at the Cannes Film Festival. But since we've talked about the film festival before, I think it's pretty ingenious. John had mentioned that they don't seem to have a lot of American movies there, or certainly those that win awards, but here you go, one of the biggest movies of the year being premiered. Fantastic. Last episode, we talked about the Academy Awards, and we talked about the ratings. And yes, it was the lowest rated Academy Awards presentation in many, many years, if not for all time. But conversely to that, the Super Bowl ratings, that was just a few weeks before, they had the highest rated Super Bowl ever. 42 million people, I believe it was. Next up, we talk about HD and Blu-ray quite a bit. HD DVD is closing down. Toshiba stopped making them, and the studios are all now making Blu-rays, or about to be. The last HD DVDs coming out from Paramount are going to be Things That We Lost in the Fire, and Into the Wild, the Sean Penn-directed Emil Hirsch movie. Those are the last two HD DVDs from Paramount. Warner Brothers had planned on putting Sweeney Todd and There Will Be Blood out on HD DVD, but that's been scrapped now. No word yet when the Blu-ray is going to be coming out.
What are you looking at?
Madonna has directed a movie, Filth and Wisdom. And that'll be coming out later this year. I wonder if she had any directing tips from her husband, Guy Ritchie, who's made several of my favorite films, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, as well as Snatch. And I've also seen Revolver. It just barely came out on DVD here in America, but it's been available for some time in England. I have to manage to catch it a couple years ago. Not quite as good as Snatch, but comparable to Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, albeit a little bit confusing story. So hopefully Madonna did get some tips from Mr. Ritchie. Mr. Madonna, if you will. This week, Lisa and I caught Vantage Point, the Forest Whitaker, Dennis Quaid starring story, and I have to tell you, I liked it quite a bit. This movie tells the story of a United States presidential assassination attempt and terrorism activities in a country in the Middle East. Sigourney Weaver plays a part of a news director. She runs the news film. If you've seen the trailers for it, it pretty much tells you what the movie is about. We have a link to it on our website, of course. The movie tells the story over and over again from different points of view from all the parts involved. Once will be Dennis Quaid's version of the story, once will be Forest Whitaker, another time will be Sigourney Weaver's, etc. On down the line, there's about seven different times this movie is told, and it is done very well. I liked it quite a bit. Each story unravels more of the mystery about what's going on, who's behind the terrorism, and a very good Vantage Point. Still in the theaters? Go check it out. Well, I hate to say that this will wrap it up for this week's episode, but when you're by yourself, you don't have a whole lot to talk about, and I have notes. I could go on and on about different things, but after last week's show, I don't want to bore you. We'll sign off now and let you know that we'll be back next week. We have more movies and more news to talk about, and we'll keep going strong. In the meantime, if you can send us some feedback, podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. Visit our website, thecinemaniacs.com. There's a comment section there. And if you go up to Podcast Alley, you can find our podcast listed there, The Cinemaniacs, and vote for us. The more votes that we get, the more people listen to our podcast, and the better we can make it for you. So with that, you all have a good night. Say what is facing now. Skipping, skipping.